I was nurtured as a child in the Mennonite church. Every Sunday, attending church and Sunday school, and regularly going to Bible school and revival meetings, I learned a lot about what we believe. And at age 12, my cousin and I, in preparation for our baptism, sat for 8 weeks, each Sunday morning in front of our two male preachers and our male deacon, reviewing all the beliefs in the documents of the church. As a Lancaster Mennonite high school student, I got A's in the Bible doctrine class. And in later years, I studied theology, did well in seminary, and then at age 56, I became a Mennonite pastor, preaching and teaching and interpreting the Bible for myself and for others. But when Susan asked me to share what I believe, I was not sure that I had anything to share. What happened to my carefully nurtured understanding of faith and my studies of the Bible and the varied interpretations? My world had become complicated by friendship with Muslims who knew truth differently. My conscience had been pricked by the tragedies imposed by Christians through the Crusades in the destruction of people and cultural art in Turkey, in the church's inability to work hard to name its white supremacy and to dismantle racism, its inability to advocate for the rights of women and the LGBTQ community. I had observed how belief has caused divisions and hate and wars in communities around the world and in our community and even in our churches. I had never lost touch with God, but I no longer had a set confession of belief. As I continued to ponder what I might share with you today, I came to this statement of belief, which seems to inform much of the rest of my life. I am a child of God, and I always will be, even when I don't believe it. And so is everyone else. God created us all. We are all God's children. God is present in all living beings. These distilled statements carry more weight than the words contained in them. These are words that compel me to action and behaviors that are more difficult to do, but are very much in line with Jesus' teachings and my Anabaptist heritage, where life lived is as or more important than the words used to define it. This understanding of myself and of others and of all living beings stretches me to act with gratitude, with kindness, and most difficult for me, to live with generosity of thought and sharing towards others. These beliefs affect how I understand myself and how I try to understand others who are different or who believe differently than I do, even those who deeply repel me. I can still speak out against behaviors that perpetuate injustice, and I am continuing to learn how to do this, knowing that I am a child of God and always will be, even when I don't believe it, and so is everyone else. God created us all. We are all God's children. And God is present in all living beings.